This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for August 25th. I'm Paul Plack. Weather scrubbed Discovery's launch this morning. NASA's going to try again tomorrow at 1:10 a.m. In the most egregious of this past weekend's tarmac strandings, hungry Sun Country passengers were stuck in a plane on the ground at JFK for over 5 hours, tortured by flight attendants who were baking aromatic chocolate chip cookies for the gang in first class. FAA and Embry-Riddle are cooperating on a next-gen test of trajectory-based operations, possibly starting with traffic in and out of Orlando. Bell has announced 30 more layoffs in Texas and another 12 workers moving to different jobs within the company. NASA is experimenting with replicas on Earth to devise a way to get the Spirit rover unstuck from soft Martian soil. A new rocket fuel called Alice, after its main ingredients, powdered aluminum and ice, has been used in a successful test launch at Purdue University. Blue Swallow Aircraft is offering a unique woodworking class in antique aircraft construction and methods in Keswick, Virginia, the weekend of September 12th. The pilot of a Piper Comanche made a dead stick landing on US 101 in California over the weekend, but facing oncoming traffic. Miraculously, there were only minor injuries reported. And Helen Hape of Frederick, Maryland, finally got her first airplane ride, a gift for her 102nd birthday. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, Larry Wood of the Evergreen Aviation and Space Museum shares details of the history of the SR-71 Blackbird. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.